Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours. The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now, here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money. When it comes to your nutrition program, remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
The cattle futures market exploded higher today. We were nearly the limit higher on the feeder cattle. The only 2 months that actually closed limit up were the August and September. April, which expires tomorrow, was only $1.12 higher at $139.85. That's still a premium to the feeder cattle index, while May was $4.40 higher at $142.07. Sell barns around the country are coming in pretty strong here, and that's backing up what the futures market's doing. Also seeing some short covering here as the market makes new highs. People that have sold it up to this point are underwater and thinking about getting out. Live cattle today, anywhere from 220 to 270 higher. We did briefly touch limit up $3 at one point, but did not quite settle there. The cash trade there today was anywhere from 125 to 132. The 125 were everything 2 and 4 weeks out in delivery time. So there is a discount out there against that June board a little bit, but even at 125, that's about $7 over the June live cattle future. So overall, still a pretty bullish market. Box beef at midday, choice was up 42 cents at 219.43. Select down 24 at 206.03. And lean hogs were down about a dollar today despite what the cattle did. June's down 107 at 70.75.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain market slid lower today after trying to be higher early. Soybeans finished about 7 to 8.5 cents lower. It was kind of disappointing here because at one point this morning they were unchanged. And the same for corn. December corn finished down 4 3/4 at 384 1/4, about 7 cents off the high mid-morning. This next week we have a U.S. wheat quality tour. It's going to give us the yield potential and then size of the wheat crop this year that goes through Kansas. A record number of participants are interested in that. Kind of surprising due to the fact that the wheat price is pretty unattractive and the acres are expected to be down. Right now it looks like Kansas is going to be somewhere around 300 million bushels overall. Last year it was 467 million bushels, so quite a bit of a drop from where we were last year. And again, that starts Monday, so all next week we'll be talking about that. Now, the big weakness today was really just watching the weather pattern and what it means for the planting season for the corn and beans in the Midwest. They were calling for 1 to 6 inches of rain. It doesn't look like they're going to quite get that much. Although getting some rain, it doesn't look like it's any real threat at this time. Cotton futures today finished just slightly lower. They've been hanging around that 75 level on December. Today they were down 10. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.